overhype it. I'm just telling you how it was for me, because work for me is kind of a lot of who I am. So knowing that I was going to have to do that on Monday, and the anxiety that comes along with that and the stress that comes along with that in that moment, I'm just sitting in my house having lunch on a Sunday, but knowing that that was there was really rough, man. It was really, really difficult. So I told Dad yesterday, I said, this morning I woke up and I laughed because I don't have any of that anymore. And then it was automatic and I didn't ask for it. It just happened. And the person that did it to me thought that maybe he was fixing to put me further in the ground. And I'm like, that's not how this is going to work. So I was really excited. So we went and did the thing. I laid down last night. I have to apologize to Mandy because I'm sure she went to sleep 3 or 4 times, but I just kept waking her up because I just kept getting the things, right? And I just kept saying, man, this is amazing, and this is what this is, and this is what this is. And I would also like to take a pause real quick to publicly acknowledge something. Y'all want to know, I'm not a perfect person, and I'm certainly not a perfect teammate or a perfect employee. And if you want to know just how difficult I am to deal with on the work side of things, you can ask my wife and you can ask my brother, because they've been dealing with me directly for a while now. And I'm not blameless in any of the things that transpired to put me in this particular situation. So I learned all of those things as well. Sean and I spent a little bit of time talking about that from a clarity perspective. It's like, hey, you know, we didn't have to do this and you didn't have to do that, because those are the things that sort of help precipitate some of this. So I get it, right? And I've told them, like, I'm not a perfect person at all on the work side of things, much less anything else. So I lay down last night and I'm enjoying the fact that I know I get to wake up today and enjoy today. Today I can enjoy because I don't have anything over me at all. So I get to wake up tomorrow, and tomorrow will be the first Monday since I was 13 years old that I didn't have something that I had to go and do that was work related. And that's an amazing thing for me to be in. But I'm praying and I'm asking God, I'm actually thanking God, because I can kind of see, I was like, well, I did ask you to move in my life, right? I did ask that. That has been my prayer. So at least thank you for moving in my life. And the sort of the bounce back that I got was, not only was I moving in your life, but let me show you these moments. So I watched, and it was probably 3 hours, right? I saw individual moments. I saw the moment that the weight came. I saw the moment that I realized that decisions that I was making or had made had put me in a position where I was going to have to carry this load. I saw when that was. I saw when the dark cloud came that I knew that I was going to have to walk through and deal with. I saw those moments. Then I saw from other people's perspective how those moments fit together in the story that we were telling, right? And I realized I had understanding of what those people were thinking and how wrong they were in the vision that they had of what was going on. I saw those moments, those individual moments. Then I saw where God was lining these things up all along the way. And they were little things to me, but it was like the surface of an iceberg, or the tip of an iceberg, right? Like, I saw God moving in these little areas, but I didn't really realize what exactly it was that was moving and what was being positioned. And so, to, you know, I kept waking Mandy up and I was like, hey, remember this? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, remember how I should have listened to you, because you were telling me, do you remember? You were telling me this one thing. Here's something else that's pretty interesting, and I haven't told anybody this either. So, I think that Friday actually was the specific 8-year anniversary. So I've been in the industry I'm in now. I've been in it for 10 years. And I believe Friday was the 8th year anniversary of the door, the previous door closing and me stepping into the next door. It's within a week or two of that happening, right? So, like, we're legitimately lined up. So all of that to say, so God has shown me all of these things, but then he showed me something that was really, honestly, it was the most impactful thing that I've ever experienced along these lines, and it was embarrassing beyond anything I was prepared for in the moment, but I appreciated it. So I will try not to get overly emotional with this, but I didn't realize in that moment at prayer in Jamaica, and the moment since, to the last solid 3 years of my life, I've been praying that God would move and that I would see and that he would show me the next door and he would, and these things would open. And the harder I tried to push into work, right, the harder I tried to shift all of that energy that I had, because I knew I could do it, right? I know I have endurance and I know I have strength and I can do those things. I was pushing all of that energy in that direction. The more I pushed to do all of that, I was becoming more and more and more frustrated with God. I was hurt and frustrated because I didn't feel like he was there. I didn't feel like he was hearing what I was saying. And I was like, man, can you, you know, why will you not show me this? Why? I don't understand how I'm pushing and pushing and pushing. And again, like, don't make it something, and it's not. I wasn't having a crisis of faith, right? I didn't think that God had abandoned me. I know better than that. And here's how I knew, because when I would be dropped in these situations that I get randomly dropped in, and people come to me and they say, hey, like, what should we do about this? I had the word for him. I knew I was still connected to him because I knew I was being used by him in all of these situations. But even that in itself, that frustrated me even more. Because I was like, dude, if you'll use me in these moments, why are you not moving in my life? Why am I stale? And why am I standstill? And why am I in neutral? And also, why is all of this going on? But everybody else is looking at me like I'm nuts, because as far as everyone else is concerned, I'm successful and I'm doing all these things. But why are you not showing me? And why are you not moving? And I couldn't see. And I told Mandy, I was like, I didn't realize we've been living in the middle of a hurricane for 3 years with blinders on. And then I thought this morning, I was like, man, what happens when you walk into a dark room? You don't look in the distance to see the other wall. You're like, I don't want to stub my toe, man. So like, what can I see that's immediately in front of me? And that's how I've been living for 3 years. And the whole entire time while I'm kind of having these epiphanies, God is like, man, I was always there. I was always doing that thing. And that sounds so cliche to say, but legitimately, I can look back at my life and see every individual moment. And I don't have a great memory. I don't recall things like that, but I was shown all of those things all along the way that put me in a position. That's what I was telling Sean this morning. Not that I, again, like, not that I know what the next chapter is. That's not the point. My prayer was moving my life, and my prayer was, God, I want you to show me the next door. And we had opportunity after opportunity after opportunity that I thought was the next door. And I knew that I had to pray those things through, and I knew that I had to live in patience. And that was absolutely driving me up a wall. Having to sit there, I am not a patient person. When it comes to work, I would rather, Jordan and I used to argue a lot when we were on the job site, and he would say, let me think through this and let's figure this out. And I was like, bro, I can do this 3 times before you figure out which one you want to do. And one of the three of mine is going to be right. So I can do it 3 times, fix it twice, and still beat you to the end. But living in that patience and understanding that these things were actually happening, and I realized that I was putting so much of my energy into protection when I should have been putting so much more of my energy into trusting that those things were working, which is another thing I had to apologize for my wife. You know, it's like, hey, man, I'm pushing. I'll push. I'll walk into that dark room, and I'll run into all 4 walls before I just settle down and let my eyes adjust to where I can see the door where I can get out the other side of it. But that's the world that I've been living in for the last 3 or 4 years. So I hope that helps somebody, and I'm really thankful that we're here at this particular moment.